local authorities have ruled the death a homicide and are focusing their investigation on her boyfriend, Logan Eccles.
I need your help, Veronica.
I don't really do that anymore.
Veronica, this is the whole case file. How'd you get this?
I'm sure you know breaking and entering is a felony.
Come on, I knew the felonies before I knew the state capitals.
So, are you gonna ask if I did it?
I wouldn't be here if I thought you did.
America thinks he's guilty, and that's good enough for me.
I know Logan has his qualities, but there's a darkness to that kid.
Okay, here's the deal. 10 years after being canceled by the CW, Veronica Mars comes back to life in the movies thanks to a groundbreaking Kickstarter campaign. In the new film, Veronica Mars returns to her home of Neptune, California to solve a murder of a former classmate. While there, she reconnects with old friends and confronts her old enemies. The Veronica Mars movie needed to do two things: service the rabid fan base and offer something for new viewers. It manages to do both. If you watch the series, you'll get all the inside jokes, of which there are many. It also serves to tie up some loose ends and give some closure to the stories you loved on television. However, if you're a new viewer, the film is not incomprehensible. Thanks to a well-executed opening sequence to get people up to speed and well-defined characters, there's still a neat little whodunit at the core of the film that anybody could understand and enjoy. Veronica Mars gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.